Okay, welcome to the Shir Ramban Parshas Vos Chanan. As I mentioned last night, there are many very fundamental passages in the Ramban Parshas Vos Chanan. Last night we saw one in which the Ramban discusses the Isser of Baal Tosef, that one's not allowed to add to the mitzvahs of the Torah. Tonight we'll take a look at another mitzvah that the Ramban uniquely sees as being contained within the psukim in this week's parsha. In Perek Dalet Pasuk Tes, we read, Rak, hishomer lecho shmor nafshecho me'od. Be very, very careful. Guard your soul. Hen tishkach es advarim ashero einecho, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, ufen yosuru milavavcha kol yimei chayecha, lest they depart from your heart all of the days of your life. Odatom levonecha v'levnei vonecha. You should inform your children and your children's children of these things which you saw. Don't forget them. What is it that you should remember and not forget? Continues the next pasuk. Yom asher amadato lefnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. The day on which you stood before Hashem your God at Sinai in Chorev, Be'mor Hashem Eilai, when Hashem spoke to me, Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, Hakel li es ha'om, gather the people to me, v'ashmi'em es devoroi, and I will make them hear the words that I want to share, asher yomadun l'yira osi kol ha'yomim asher m'chaim al ho'adama. They should learn through this presentation to fear me all of the days on which they live on the land, yesbineyam yilameidun, and they will teach their children accordingly. On this pasuk, Rashi writes, Raki shomer lecha pentishkaches advarim. You should be very careful lest you forget the things. And Rashi writes, Oz kishelo tishkechu osam v'sasum alamitosam. When you don't forget these things and you carry them out faithfully, techoshvu chachomim unevonim, you Klal Yisrael will be considered wise and people of understanding. To understand that, we have to look back a couple of psukim before. Earlier in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk told us, Ushmartem va'asisem, you should guard and perform the mitzvos, ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ho'amin, because the mitzvos represent your wisdom and your understanding in the eyes of the nations. Asher yishvu uneis kol achukim ho'ele, people will hear all of these laws which you have. Ve'omru rak am chocham v'navon hagoy hagadol hazeh. And they will say, wow, what a wise and understanding people is this nation. So the Pasuk says that if we carry out the mitzvos, the nations of the world will look at us and they'll be impressed. They'll say that we're very, very wise, we're very, very smart. So according to Rashi, the Pasuk we just read, Raki shomer lecha, be very, very careful, modifies that earlier Pasuk. When will the nations of the world think that you're smart and you're wise? If you're careful to keep the Torah. If you're not careful to keep the Torah, continues Rashi, v'im te'avesu osam mitoch shichecha, if you pervert the mitzvahs of the Torah due to your forgetfulness, in other words, you know, certainly you're committed in theory to keep the words of Torah, but you forget, you forget how to do, whether to do, when to do, techoshvu shotim, so then people are going to look at you and say you're a bunch of idiots. The promise of the Torah, that the world at large will see us as being wise, is only if we keep the Torah properly. If we keep the Torah improperly, in other words, again, what Rashi is saying I think is an important point, it's not that if you don't keep the Torah at all, the nations of the world will think you're foolish. That's not what we're talking about. If you keep the Torah, but you're ma'aves the Torah, you pervert the Torah, in the words of Rashi, in other words, you keep it, but you mess it up in the process, you keep it incorrectly, improperly, because you didn't bother to learn Torah properly to know exactly what to do, so then your improper observance of Torah will be reckoned as something foolish, in the eyes of the world at large. Right? So Rashi links this pasuk, Raki Shomer Lecho, Shmer Nafshecho Me'od, Pen Tishkaches Advarim, be careful not to forget the things. What are the things? The things are the words of Torah. The things of the Divrei Torah. If you forget the words of Torah, so then there's no longer a guarantee that you'll be considered wise and understanding in the eyes of the nations of the world. So writes Rashi. Says the Ramban, after quoting Rashi, Ve'eino nochon klal. It's not right at all. It's not like Rashi sort of hit it, kind of hit it. No, it's totally off base. It's not pshat in the pasuk. The Ramban does not explain why he disagrees with Rashi. It just sort of says it's not right at all. And the Mefarshim on the both on Rashi and the Ramban try to figure out, okay, what was bothering the Ramban so much. It seems that the Ramban took as axiomatic that Pasuk Tes, Raki Shomer Lucha, is connected to Pasuk Yud, Yom Asher Amarata, as opposed to being connected to the earlier Pasuk Vav. And the truth is, if you look at the Psukim syntactically, if you look at the flow of the sentences, I think, to whatever extent one can say such a thing, the simple syntax of the sentences of the Psukim does seem to flow more like the Ramban than it does like Rashi. It doesn't seem on the surface that Raki Shomer Lucha is referring back to Shmartem Vasisem Kihi Chochmastem Uvinastem. Because then, if you would say that, then the Pasuk Yud, which begins, Yom Asher Amarato Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'chorev, the day on which you stood before Hashem at Sinai, is an incomplete sentence. What about the day on which you stood before Hashem at Sinai? Right? According to the Ramban, as we're going to see in a moment, those two psukim fit together, and apparently the Ramban thought that that was so poshut, that that was so obvious, that it's not even possible to read the Pasuk the way that Rashi reads the pasuk. That's, I would think, on a simple level, that's the objection of the Ramban, although again, as we said, the Ramban does not make what his objection is clear to Rashi, but he totally rejects Rashi. Okay, so if we totally reject Rashi, what's then pshat in pasuk? So says the Ramban, Aval hakasuv hazeh lefi daiti mitzvos lo sa'aseh. This pasuk, Raki shomer lecha, be very, very careful, don't forget, is actually a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, a negative commandment in the Torah, one of the 365 lo sa'aseh. The hizhir ba me'od. And not only is it a mitzvah lo sa'aseh, but it's a mitzvah lo sa'aseh which the Torah emphasizes extraordinarily. Ki kasher omar shenizor b'chol ha-mitzvos v'nishmor ha-chukim v'ha-mishpatim la'asosam. The earlier psukim talked about the importance of following all of the mitzvos. Chazar ve'omar rak ani mazhircha me'od lishomer ve'lishmor atzmecha me'od me'od. By the way, that was three me'ods. You know, very, very, very much in one sentence. I command you, says the Ramban, interpreting the pasuk. After the pasuk has told us that we have to keep the Torah, the Torah then says, but I really want to stress the following, Liskor me'ayin bo'u eilecha ha-mitzvos. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to remember from whence the mitzvos came. In other words, according to the Ramban, theoretically, if a person were to observe all of the mitzvos, but you were to ask him, what's the source of all of these mitzvos? Why are you doing all of these things? And the guy would say, I don't know. I do them because that's what Jews do. We eat gefilte fish. We keep Shabbos. We daven three times a day. Why do I do all that stuff? I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. So says the Ramban, such an attitude not only is mistaken, I think we would all agree that it's mistaken, but it's more than mistaken. It's actually a violation of a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the Taryag mitzvahs, is to remember and to be conscious of the fact that the mitzvos are God's revelation from Har Sinai. And if you either forget that fact or I guess, deny that fact, or gloss over that fact, or, you know, are not totally convinced of and steeped in that understanding, you are in violation of a mitzvah from the Torah. Shelo tishkach maimid har Sinai mikol advar masha roei necha. The mitzvah is that you are not allowed to forget what happened at Har Sinai, all of the things that you saw with your own eyes. Hakolos v'halapidim, the thunder, the bolts of lightning. Es kvodo v'es godlo udvarva sheshomato shomitocho esh. As the psukim go on to say, we have to remember God's voice, we have to remember the things that God spoke to us from the midst of the fire. V'todia kol hadvarim asher roei necho b'maimod hanichbod hahu. And we have an obligation to inform, to pass on all of the things that we saw at that moment, at that important gathering, livonechov livnei vonecha ad olam, to our children, our children's children, forever and ever. The way to read the psukim, again, it says the Ramban, shmar nafshecha me'od, guard your soul exceedingly, pentishkach es advarim asher roeinecha. What are the dvarim? Lest you forget the things which your eyes saw. The dvarim does not mean the mitzvos. The dvarim means, the things mean, the events which you saw at Maimed Har Sinai. Remember all of the details of that august assemblage when we were gathered at Har Sinai. Remember all of that. Veldatam livonecho livnei vonecho. And pass on the memory of that event to your children and your children's children. That's the mitzvah. And then he says, Upirishatam, ki Hashem also hamaymed hahu. The psukim themselves go on to explain why there was a maimed Har Sinai. In other words, in theory, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have called Moshe Rabbeinu up to the top of Har Sinai. He could have said, look, I'm going to give you this book, just bring it back to Klal Yisrael, and we wouldn't have needed a whole sound and light show. I mean, Lahavdil, again, as the Kuzari points out, and it will be important for this point in the Ramban as well, the Kuzari points out that what animates our belief in Maimed Har Sinai is that as opposed to other religions, all other religions in the world claim that the revelation of the religion took place to an individual. The prophet encountered God in some private area, and God revealed to the prophet this religion. And Lahavdil, Yiddishkeit is the only religion that claims that there was a public revelation in front of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people. So remembering that revelation is a mitzvah from the Torah. And the reason Hashem made such a revelation, such a public way, is kedei shetilmadu liyira oso kol hayomim, as the pasuk says, it was a vehicle in order to teach us to fear Hashem forever. Yes, b'neichem tilamedu l'daros olam, and we have an obligation to teach our children of this forever and ever. Im kein asu atem kocha v'al tishkuch oso. So therefore, if Maimed Har Sinai plays such an incredible role in our Yiras Shamayim, in our fear of heaven, so we have an obligation to remember it on a personal level and to pass down that memory to our children, our children's children. They should always be conscious of the fact that the Torah came from Sinai. Now, to be honest, in this worldly sense, we don't actually have a conscious memory of Maimed Har Sinai. Again, we believe that our neshamas were there at Har Sinai, but in the conventional sense of memory, we don't have a typical human memory of Har Sinai. The generation that was coming out of the desert had that actual memory. They could actually pass on that memory. But what we have to pass on to the next generations is that belief, which we've inherited from the previous generations, and to try to instill in the next generations that belief, not just in an abstract kind of sense, but that the upcoming generations should have a visceral sense of the fact that we stood at Har Sinai, and that should instill them with a sense of Yiras Shamayim, of fear of heaven, in the greatest possible way. Continues the Ramban. Soon, we know that the Torah is going to lay out the Aseres HaDibros, the second time in Chumash. Before the Torah does that, however, Hisir b'mitzvus lo sase, shelo nishkach dover min amayim v'rahu v'lo nesirenu milibeinu le'olam. The Torah tells us that we should not forget anything from that event, from that moment in which we stood at Har Sinai. We should never remove it from our hearts. V'tziva b'mitzvus sase shen odia bo l'chol zareinu midor dor kol mashaho yosham b'ri'iyo u'v'shmiyo. And not only is it a mitzvah lo sase, a negative mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah sase. It's also a positive mitzvah that we have to positively give it over to our future generations and remind them and teach them what we saw and what we heard at that time. And then he continues. Batoelas b'mitzvah zos gedolo me'od. Why should we have such a mitzvah? What's the point of a mitzvah to never forget the revelation in Har Sinai? So he says this is actually a tremendous point, a tremendous gain to be gained from this mitzvah. Shim hayu divrei HaTorah boim aleinu mipi Moshe bilvad. Af al pi shenevuoso nis'amsa be'osos uvamofsim. Let's say in theory that the revelation of Torah was not something that came from the Ribbono Shel Olam directly at Maimed Har Sinai. Let's say that Moshe Rabbeinu has just showed up again in the theoretical alternative universe that we described a few moments ago. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu had disappeared into the cloud and then he came back and he said, you know, I was up there at Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this book and he said he's supposed to follow it. Right? Again, Lahavdil, it's like from other religions, a private revelation. Had that been the case, even if we felt absolutely confident that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the truth, even if we felt absolutely confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had actually revealed these laws to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we had no doubts about that whatsoever, im yakum bekirbeinu novi o cholem chalom v'yitzavenu behepech min haTorah. If the Torah would simply have been a private revelation to Moshe Rabbeinu, even if we believed that it was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu without a doubt, we wouldn't be able to easily carry a later Navi who would come along and say, I have an updated version of the revelation. Which, of course, the Ramban, living in Christian Spain, was well aware that all of the people around him believed that. Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, but then Lahavdil, another prophet, was sent by the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he brought a revised version, a New Testament of the Torah, Cholila. So says the Ramban, were it not for the revelation at Har Sinai and the public nature of the revelation at Har Sinai, the Torah would open itself up to the ability to be revised or to be updated. God gave a private revelation to Moshe, he can give a private revelation to somebody else. Aval, kishetagia eleinu haTorah mipi hagvura le'ozneinu ve'einenu haros en shom emtzoi. But when the Torah was revealed to us directly in such a public fashion, nakhish kol cholek v'chol misapek. Anyone who comes later on and says, I know you got version 1, but I have an updated version, a version 2, we're not going to buy it. Because the event of Maimed Har Sinai sears into our consciousness that there's no possibility of there ever being an update to the Torah. So without saying so in so many words, essentially the Ramban says that this mitzvah, which is a mitzvah lo sase from the Torah, is the Torah preempting Christianity and other similar attempts to present a modified version, cholila, of what the Torah itself is supposed to represent. The Torah is already anticipating the fact that there will be attempts to update the Torah, Chalila, again, at later points in history, and the Torah is already responding to that idea. the Ramban not only counts this as a mitzvah lo sa'aseh in his commentary on the Chumash, but in his hasagos, his objections to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, the Ramban enumerates this as a mitzvah lo sa'aseh as well. Again, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago when we spoke about the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is one of the 613 mitzvahs a mitzvah to settle Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam does not count it as such. The Ramban does count it as one of the 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban first makes that comment on Chumash, where he says that the pasuk "V'horashtem es ha'aretz v'yishavtem bo" is a mitzvah asay to conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael. And similarly over here as well, the Rambam does not have this concept of there being one of the 613 mitzvahs to not forget the revelation at Har Sinai. The Ramban does, and the Ramban lists it off as the second in a series of mitzvahs, which as he puts it, were the mitzvahs asay sheshochachon HaRambam. These are the positive mitzvahs, these are the negative mitzvahs that the Rambam, quote-unquote, forgot to count. Now, of course, the Rambam didn't forget to count. The fact that the Rambam didn't include it as one of the mitzvahs in his Sefer HaMitzvos is because he didn't consider it to be one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban, however, disagrees with the Rambam on that point, and the second of the mitzvahs, lo sa'aseh, the negative mitzvahs, which the Ramban considers the Rambam as having been derelict and not counting, is this mitzvah. HaMitzvah HaBeis, writes the Ramban, is Shenimnanu Shlo Nishkach Maimid Har Sinai. We are told that we should not forget the revelation at Har Sinai. V'lo Nosir Oso Midaitenu. We should not remove it from our consciousness. Avol Yiye Einenu V'libenu Shom Kol Hayomim. Very, very powerful language. Our eyes and our hearts should be focused on the fact that there was a revelation in Har Sinai for all of our lives. Some people have the practice of, at the end of davening shacharis, they recite a certain number of zechiros, a certain number of sukkim that talk about different things that you're supposed to remember on a constant basis, the different numbers of how many things you're supposed to remember. The earliest version of the zechiros talk about 4 zechiros, then there's 6 zechiros, 10 zechiros. Depends how thick your siddur is, basically. But according to the Ramban, one of those zechiros, remembering the Maimed Har Sinai, is not simply a nice thing to do, but it's actually a kiyum mitzvah lo sase, or a kiyum mitzvah sase. It's the fulfillment of both a negative and a positive mitzvah to never ever forget the fact that the Torah was given in Har Sinai. The Ramban, in his comments in the Sefer HaMitzvos, mostly repeats the ideas that are contained here in the commentary of the Ramban al HaTorah. But there's one point in particular which he adds in the Sefer HaMitzvos, which I just want to talk about for a moment or two, l'hashlama sa'inyon, just to round out our discussion of this Ramban. The Ramban quotes Gemara in Kiddushin. Say Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that it's a mitzvah to teach one's grandson Torah. We know that there's a mitzvah to teach one's son Torah. V'shinantam levonecha, v'limadetem osam esbeneichem l'taber bom. But the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi as saying that it's also a mitzvah to teach your grandson Torah. Right? In other words, it's a mitzvah to teach anyone Torah, but there's a special mitzvah to teach one's grandson Torah. And what's the source for this mitzvah? So he quotes our pasuk. Pasuk says that you should remember, Rak hishomer lecha shmar nafshecha me'ol pen tishkaches advar mashero einecha. You should not forget these things which your eyes saw. Vodatom levonecha v'livnei vonecha. Teach them or tell them to your children and your children's children. So Yeshua ben Levi quotes this pasuk and he says, oh, you see, pasuk is talking about a mitzvah to teach Torah to your grandchildren. So the Ramban says, you might have the following question against me from this Gemara. I'm telling you, says the Ramban, that this pasuk is talking about a mitzvah, not of teaching Torah, but a mitzvah to inform our children and our grandchildren that there was a revelation at Har Sinai. A mitzvah for us to remember that fact, to never just see the Torah as just something that we do, but rather to be focused and always conscious of Maimed Har Sinai. And we have a mitzvah to give that over to the next generation and the next generation after that. Good, fine. But that doesn't seem to be what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara seems to be understanding this pasuk as talking about Talmud Torah. In other words, learning Torah, learning the text of Torah. In other words, learning up a shtickle Gemara, learning up a Tosfos, you know, learning up a pasuk and Chumash with Rashi, whatever it happens to be. Doesn't that interpretation seem to contradict the way I'm reading the pasuk, says the Ramban? So says the Ramban, don't think that the interpretation of Chazal, the interpretation of Yeshua ben Levi and the Gemara and Kiddushin is entirely in line with my interpretation. He says, don't be led astray. Don't be led astray by this Gemara and Kiddushin that understands this pasuk as belimud haTorah livnei bonim, that the pasuk is talking about not remembering Har Sinai. No, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the pasuk is talking about learning Torah in the narrow sense of the term. It's not a stira, it's not a contradiction, says the Ramban. Why? Here are the beautiful words of the Ramban. Ki limud emunas haTorah hu limud baTorah. Learning the emuna, the belief, the ideology behind the Torah is considered learning Torah itself. In other words, it's true that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that the pasuk is talking about limud haTorah, so talking about learning Torah and passing Torah on to the next generation and the generation after that, to children and grandchildren. But the pasuk, that doesn't mean that the pasuk is just talking about learning a Tosus, learning a Tzos, you know, whatever it happens to be. The pasuk is talking about giving over this belief in Maimon Har Sinai and teaching the emuna behind Torah, teaching this belief which is essential to Torah. In other words, to learn Torah, to learn the Tzos without having that emuna in Maimon Har Sinai, what is that worth in the end of the day? In the end of the day, it just becomes an academic exercise. One has to not only learn the content of Torah, but one has to have this firm rootedness in the emuna of Torah. So that, says the Ramban, what the Gemara in Kiddushin is talking about when it uses the term limud haTorah, that there's a mitzvah to teach one's children and one's grandchildren Torah, what it really, really means is to give over not only the content of Torah, not only the text of Torah, but to give over this concept, this belief in the origins of Torah, the fact that Torah comes from Har Sinai, and to remember the Maimed Har Sinai, because that emuna, limud emuna satar, again in the words of the Ramban himself, learning about the emuna behind the Torah, hi halimud batorah, that is called learning Torah itself. It's just an important line, I think, to underscore in the Ramban. From the Ramban's perspective, the belief in the origins of Torah and learning Torah are two things that are inseparable from one another. To drive a wedge between those two things would just be unheard of. I'll just conclude with the following point. This approach, this general approach of the Ramban, is one that he uses in other places. Namely, the fact that a particular mitzvah is not necessarily just about the observance of the mitzvah itself, but about grasping the concept behind the mitzvah, what the mitzvah is meant to convey. So just to take two other examples, both in Parshas Emor, the Ramban writes that there's a special mitzvah min haTorah not only to keep Shabbos, but there's a mitzvah of Shabboson. There's a mitzvah to not engage in actions on Shabbos that are contrary to the spirit of Shabbos. You can do it, you can observe Shabbos technically, but still treat Shabbos like a weekday. Says the Ramban, no, if you do that, you're in violation. Shabbos is not just about technicalities, it's about the spirit of Shabbos. And similarly, we have, believe it or not, Rosh Hashanah coming up in the not-so-distant future. The Ramban also dashes on the pasuk Zichron Trua, that you should remember the Trua. It's not just enough to blow the shofar, says the Ramban, but you have to remember, you have to be cognizant of what it is that the shofar is teaching us to fulfill the mitzvah in the greatest sense of the term. Here as well, it's not just enough to learn Torah. One has to absorb and visualize the notion that the Torah was given at Sinai and to never let that slip from our consciousness in any way. Here, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer, Rabsa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Lefikach Hirbo Lahem, Torah